What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Strange News Daily is a production of iHeartMedia.
In a world full of bizarre events, unsolved mysteries, and a billion stories from all corners of the globe, some news gets lost in the shuffle. This is your gateway to the stories on the fringe of the mainstream map. These are your dispatches in the dark. I'm Ben Bolin, and this is the Strange News Daily. Our first story today harkens back to an earlier report about a strange series of deaths and injuries in Russia when multiple medical professionals died due to falling out of windows. In many cases, these were ruled accidents or suicides. But just this week, a police major in far eastern Russia fell to her death from a window after testifying against her boss in a criminal extortion case. Security cameras captured the body of criminal investigation officer Yekaterina Mishkina, who was 37, near a nine-floor apartment building in the city of Khabarovsk, more than 8,000 kilometers east of Moscow. At this point, it was unclear what Mishkina, who was dressed in plain clothes at the time, had been doing. Had she been pursuing someone? What were her activities before she plunged to her death from what appears to be a window on the fifth floor? Various domestic news websites reported that security cameras showed Mishkina unsuccessfully trying to get access to the building's rooftop and then descending a few further flights. There are also anonymous sources in local law enforcement agencies who say that Mishkina was a witness in a criminal case against her one-time boss. This boss was suspected of extorting subordinates. Mishkina was reported to have testified against him at some point before her death. Authorities opened that criminal extortion case after Mishkina's former boss retired. The regional police have launched an internal inspection into Mishkina's death, and there's an interesting line here. The spokesperson for the police, Yekaterina Tarasova, told local news that the investigator assigned to the case was on, quote, yet another vacation at the time. Another unnamed source close to the investigation claims that officials found a note in Mishkina's purse listing a set of key tasks she had to complete until a certain point. This note leads this anonymous source to believe there was premeditation involved here, saying, quote, this indicates that what happened was not spontaneous. Mesquita was divorced, and she leaves behind a 14-year-old daughter. As we noted at the top of this story, this death follows at least five other separate incidents of Russian healthcare workers falling from windows at the height of the coronavirus pandemic this spring, as well as two young journalists back in 2018 to 2019 before the pandemic began. Our second story today is a bit surreal. For some people, it may be the stuff of nightmares. Imagine you're like any other homeowner, and one day your walls start leaking. They're not leaking water. They're not leaking some kind of coolant from the air conditioning system. No, your walls are leaking honey. This is what happened to Andrea and Justin Isabel, a Pennsylvania couple who did not know they had unexpected house guests until they saw fresh honey dripping down the walls of their home. The Isabel family has lived in their 100-year-old home in Pennsylvania for 5 years, and so far they haven't had any major issues, apart from the regular wear and tear that comes with owning an older home. Andrea reported that her neighborhood had received heavy rain from Tropical Storm Fay. So at first, she and her husband thought the streams coming down the wall of their mudroom were from water storage. That weekend, the couple took a closer look and realized the liquid was actually fresh honey. We've never heard any buzzing or anything, says Andrea. When we saw the stream coming down the wall, we just kind of worked our way up. The Isabels made it to their bedroom window and looked outside, and that's where they found honeybees entering and exiting and opening along the roof of the house. In a video posted on social media, Justin Isabel offered a sketch comedy-like homeowner tutorial called How to Tell If You Have a Bee Issue. The honey streams have traveled from the attic through the second story, the main floor, and now down to the basement. Alan Lazzani, who is a general contractor and has been an apiarist for 8 years, looked at the home on the weekend and estimated the bee colony was anywhere from 20,000 to 30,000 strong. He continued saying, I think water got into the colony and washed the nectar out of the comb and made it more liquefied, and that's what was running down the wall. The Isabels say their children think the stream is crazy, and the family dog certainly seems to be into the idea of fresh, free honey, literally oozing from the walls. Lazzani plans to extract the colony from the home and take it to a bee yard on his own property. The Isabels say, we know bees are endangered. We want to be able to save the colony and rehome them appropriately and carefully, but the damage done to the house to extract it was concerning. The repairs will cost an estimated $3,000, and homeowners insurance, which is famously terrible at covering stuff like this, is probably not going to cover the unwanted bee squatters. The Isabels are quick to add, by the way, that no one has been stung. And when you consider the damage that insects living in the home could do to the structure, it's understandable why people would want them to leave. But still, a beehive is pretty cool. Maybe just move it to the backyard. Our third story today is inspiring. Maybe. It's about humanity's constant exploration of our own limits. How far can we push ourselves? Well, it's sort of about that. You see, scientists may have just figured out how many hot dogs people can eat in 10 minutes. This is a huge deal for a part of the population, competitive eaters and fans of competitions like Nathan's famous Coney Island hot dog eating contest. before we give you the answer, let's tell you a little bit about how we arrived at it. Our story starts with a physiologist named James Smoliga. James works at the High Point University in North Carolina. And last year, he was watching the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest when an idea struck him like a bolt of competitive eating lightning. Could we, he thought, apply the mathematical equations used to estimate the limits of athletic performance to feats of competitive eating? This set him off on his journey. He analyzed nearly 40 years of the hot dog eating contest. The current record of 75 hot dogs is an improvement over the competition's early days, where winners were crowned after eating as few as a dozen hot dogs. So based on this data from 152 competitors over 39 years, Smoliga calculated what he calls an upper hot dog limit of about 83 dogs in 10 minutes. That translates to a consumption rate of about 832 grams per minute and more than 23,000 calories total, at least according to his report published just yesterday in Biology Letters.
Hey, quick note, this is producer Dylan Fagan here. We just felt it was important to point out that this breaks down to almost 9 packages of hot dogs and 11 packages of buns. Eating anything above that would be, according to this, superhuman, otherworldly, or perhaps a T-Rex in a human suit. But let us know if you break the record. Dinosaurs will be disqualified.
He goes on to write that whether or not competitive eaters ever reach that limit, the scale of improvement completely dwarfs other athletic achievements. It sounds unbelievable, but keep in mind that record performances in sports like track and field have improved approximately 40% since record keeping began. In contrast, hot dog eating prowess has improved approximately 700%. In fact, human beings even hold our own pound for pound against other meat-eating mammals. When normalized for body mass, competitive hot dog eaters have a consumption rate that's higher than that of grizzly bears and coyote. Although, to be fair, wolves still have a higher consumption rate. And it makes sense when you think about it. Eating large quantities of food very quickly can be a tremendously helpful strategy for carnivores when food is scarce. And Smoliga says humans' capacity for a relatively high consumption rate may have been crucial at some point in our evolutionary past. However, nowadays, inhaling 6 or 7 hot dogs a minute for 10 minutes mostly is just going to lead to pretty hilarious digestive problems. And then maybe, of course, if you're lucky, first prize in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. But there you have it, something to think about, especially if you're one of those people we mentioned earlier, the fans of both sports and gambling who can't wait to bet on competitive eating contest. That's all for now. We've been asking you to chime in with suggestions for stories you think your fellow listeners should learn more about, to hit us with your best or worst dad jokes, as well as your personal experience with strange stories going on in your neck of the global woods. Let us know by tagging #StrangeDaily on Twitter, or reach out to me directly. I'm @BenBullenHSW on Twitter, or @BenBullen on Instagram. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Dylan Fagan, our research associate, Sam Teagarden. Most importantly, thanks to you. I'm Ben Bolin. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, stay strange.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.